The halacha is, as we have seen a number of times, that one can only do things on Yom Tov for the sake of food, if he needs it for Yom Tov itself. Now what happens if somebody has eaten one of his meals of Yom Tov, he doesn't need any more meat for Yom Tov, but he sees that one of the animals which he owns is very close to dying. Now an animal which dies without having been slaughtered in a correct way is known as a nevela, and it is forbidden to eat a nevela. So if his animal dies, then he will lose out greatly in terms of money. Firstly, he won't be able to eat the animal himself, he won't be able to sell it to other Jews to eat. And so what he would do in general, if he saw that an animal was very close to dying, is he would slaughter it as soon as he could. However, on Yom Tov, it's only permitted to slaughter animals if you need to eat it on Yom Tov itself. But over here, he wasn't going to eat any more meat. The question is there any way to get around this large monetary loss? Behemah Mesukenes, an animal which is in danger of dying, Lo Yishchet, it is forbidden to slaughter on Yom Tov. Elohim Kain, unless Yeshohus Bayoim, there is enough time remaining in the day before Yom Tov ends, Lechom Memeno Kazayis Tzoli, to eat from that animal the size of an olive of the meat once it has been roasted. Roasting is the quickest form of cooking, so although he wasn't planning on eating more meat, that doesn't mean he can't eat any more meat. So if there is enough time, technically, to eat another kazayis of the meat, so then he can slaughter the animal in order to eat it that day. Now, of course, he does not need to eat the entire animal, and there does not need to be enough time to roast and eat the entire animal, because if you think about it, even if he was only going to eat a kazayis, he would need to slaughter the entire animal. So the fact that there is enough time remaining to roast and to eat a kazayis of meat from that animal allows one to slaughter the entire animal. Rabbi Akiva says, if we're already talking about the minimum amount, then afilu kazayis chai, even if there's only enough time that he'll be able to eat the size of an olive of raw meat from base to vichasa, from the area where the animal was slaughtered. So the area on the neck where the knife actually cut the animal. So that part is easier to process. You don't need to start peeling away the skin and the hide of the animal. So even if there is only enough time to eat that part raw, since it is technically possible to do so, even though it was not necessarily commonly done, that is still enough to permit you to slaughter the animal. And we are going to understand that you don't actually have to eat the animal. It's enough that there be enough time to do so, and this would be based on the principle of hoyil, which we learned about earlier on in the Masechta, hoyil mikloile orchim chazile, that since there is a chance that guests might come before the end of Yom Tov, and if they would come, then he would serve them the meat. So even if he himself does not actually eat the meat, it is nevertheless permitted to slaughter the animal because of the principle of hoyil. The second half of the Mishnah discusses any case where one slaughters an animal on Yom Tov. Shechot basadeh, somebody slaughters an animal on Yom Tov in the field. So there's some distance between there and the house where he wants to bring the meat. So lo yivienu b'meitu v'meita. He may not bring the animal on a large pole or a smaller pole, which is carried by two different people, either on their shoulders or just on their hands, but the fact that it needs to be brought by two people together makes it a bigger deal, and it's more recognizable, and it's considered sort of more of a weekday activity. So in order to make a difference between Yom Tov and a weekday, avol mevi b'yoli evayim avarim, he should rather bring in his hand a few limbs at a time, carrying them by hand regularly. And even though that will mean they'll have to go back to the field again to bring back the other limbs, and it might even mean more effort at the end of the day, nevertheless, this makes a bigger difference between Yom Tov and a weekday, and so this is what should be done in order to honor the Yom Tov a bit more.